Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, we're back to reading 2 Maccabees.
We sure as fuck are.
Yeah, and the last time we did that, we read 2 Maccabees chapter 10.
Yes, we did.
And in that one, we had the Maccabees, the Maccabeans, the Macadoodles.
The Macadoodles.
They were praying to God to, like, you know, help them kill people.
Help! Help!
Because God apparently didn't want to get his hands dirty this time.
Right.
So they had to pray. And then they had a God come down or something.
Divine intervention
on a horse, with lightning rods and, like, it was crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was so Zeus.
It really was. Like, you can't do this in Greek times and then not say that's not Zeus.
And then be totally like, Zeus. It was Yahweh. No, it really wasn't. No, it was promise.
Definitely Zeus.
They might have had a conversation, but Yahweh was dressed up as Zeus.
Yeah.
If it was Yahweh, he was wearing Zeus's clothes.
Zeus cosplay.
And he borrowed some of Zeus's demigods.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Because he came down on, like, a white horse with four other guys or some shit.
Yeah.
All in gold.
He needs to get off his high horse. His high horse.
Yeah.
In my brain, it was white horse, but no, it's high horse.
So it is high horse.
He's still, whatever. Stop with the lightning bolts.
Yeah.
Not cool, dude. Whatever.
He's such a thief.
Anyway, that was 2 Maccabees chapter 10, which means that today we're doing
2 Maccadoodles, chapter 11-sies.
All right, you ready to do this?
Sure as fuck am.
Let's do it.
Okie dokie. All right, we are hopping into 2 Maccadoodles, chapter 11-sies.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now!
Not now.
Now. After a very little time.
Very little.
All right. A very little time. Lysias, the king's guardian, kinsman, the chancellor, being very displeased about the things that had happened.
Getting their ass whooped by Yahweh with lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Collected about 80,000 infantry. Not 80,000 infantry.
That's a lot.
And all his cavalry.
Yeah.
And all the king's horses and all the king's men. You knew I was going to say it.
Yeah.
And came against the Jews, planning to make the city a home for Greeks and to levy tribute on the temple, as on the other sacred places of the nations, and to put up the high priesthood for sale every year.
Self-favors. They're gonna put Greeks there, and they're just taking it over.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, fuck these guys.
We're gonna Greek it up.
This is ours.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're gonna Greek it up.
Yeah.
He took no account of God's power. What's a Yahweh?
Yeah.
I have Light Zeus. Bolts.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
We got Zeus.
But was puffed up with his 10,000s of infantry, his thousands of cavalry, and his 80 elephants.
If you got brag, 80 elephants, you know. That's,
I would brag if I had 80 elephants. Right? Yeah. I would be a little pleased with myself.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't even have one elephant. Yeah. So, I mean.
That's one elephant for every 1,000 guys you got.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous, honestly. I bet those elephants were well cared for.
Maybe.
They were decorative.
Sure.
They had lots of...
I mean, it would be menacing to see 80 elephants coming at you.
Oh, my God. That would freak my shit out.
Yeah.
That is nothing like when you see in the Jungle Book, like the animated one, and do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know?
Right,
and you watch them in their little elephant march.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this had to look a lot more menacing.
Or like in the movie Hatari, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know? Yeah. And they're playing around and stuff.
Right.
Aw, I love baby elephants. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, these are war elephants.
War elephants,
80 of them.
Right.
Coming into Judea and approaching Bethshuran, which was a strong place and about five stadia away.
Five stadia?
What's this?
The fuck's a stadia?
Maybe it's the plural of stadium.
I don't know.
Like a stadium is one and stadia is many.
Okay.
So they were five stadia or five stadiums away from Jerusalem.
I suppose. That's weird.
Well, I mean, it makes sense if you think about the word stadium probably has either a Greek or Latin root.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then stadia would be the plural. Stadium would be like bacteria versus bacterium.
Yeah. So it's I just looked it up because I'm very curious.
Right.
It's a unit of measure.
Yeah.
And it's about 600 feet.
Okay.
Approximately 180 meters or 590 feet, I guess.
So not what we think of as a football stadium, but still the word does come from the same
root. Sure. Well, and a stade was the singular form, and it's a Greek unit of length. So it's like their foot, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Something like that.
Okay. So we learned a thing.
Yeah.
How many stadiums is a stadia?
Who fucking knows?
Rekka stadia.
Yeah.
I'm a stadia.
That's just a weird thing to throw in
I'm
there.
I'm a stadia girl.
Definitely shows that we're talking Greek.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For sure, right. For sure. It's all Greek to me, though.
Yeah.
You went right over my
stadia
girl.
I did.
Like, I was trying to.
I just let you have that over there while I was moving along. That's all.
I know, but I was trying to bring Madonna into the chat. And,
yeah, I didn't want to.
Why? Why? There's always room for Madonna at this table.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah. Her and the elephants. Okay, coming into Judea, these elephants and shit.
Yeah.
And approaching Bethshuran, which was a strong place and about five stadia away from Jerusalem,
okay.
He pressed it hard.
Okay.
He pressed it hard. This is Lysias we're talking.
Yeah.
That general guy.
Right.
The Greek.
Now you got me fucked up.
Cellulite.
No, whatever. God, why can't I think of the name now?
Salem's Lot.
Seleucid.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, he's the Seleucid general that was in charge of Gorgias and Nicanor.
Yeah, that was terrible, just for the record.
What
we just did.
Why?
Trying to figure out how to say Seleucid.
I remembered it. I thought it was brilliant.
It was a painful path to get there. That's all.
I mean, we went through Salem's Lot.
We went through many stadia to get there.
Yes. I was just trying to remember who Lysias was.
Sure.
And he's in charge of Gorgias.
Yeah.
When Maccabeus and his men learned that Lysias, the Seleucid general.
Yeah.
Okay. Was besieging the strongholds. Maccabeus and his men, and all the people with lamentations and tears made supplication to the Lord to send a good angel to save Israel.
They gotta have those. You don't want the bad angel. The bad angel is not the one you want.
We want the gold one that comes down with his fucking horses.
Yeah.
And
you guys can just keep
shit.
That like 100-eyed angel up there. We need the good one.
I mean, if you were that God, wouldn't you be like, I just came down there. God.
Just need me for every fucking battle? Come on.
There's elephants. You're going to make me fight elephants? Come on.
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
I don't want to beat up elephants. I'm a god. God does not want to fight with elephants.
God could just give all the people on the other side heart attacks or something.
Or change their
hearts.
Yeah.
So that they
he could make them happy.
I suppose he could change their names, too. But
that wouldn't help. Maccabeus himself took up weapons first and exhorted the others to put themselves in jeopardy together with him. They lost on jeopardy and helped their kindred. And they went out with him very willingly. He's like, come on, let's go do a danger.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. We're going to mix it up with some pachydermes.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. As they were there close to Jerusalem, I wonder how close, were they a stadia away? As they were there close to Jerusalem, a horseman,
A horseman?
Horseman.
A horseman. Okay.
I know.
I was just making sure. Like, a horseman, that's
different from a horseman.
That's like a centaur.
A horseman, M-I-N, is different from a horseman, right, M-A-N. Yeah.
Big fucking difference.
Okay, a horseman appeared at their head in white apparel. Oh, here we go. Brandishing weapons of gold.
God is back.
He's back again. Tell a friend.
No, God is back. Don't tell a friend.
No, please don't evangelize, that's the word.
Yeah.
They all together praised the merciful God and were yet more strengthened in heart. I mean, yeah, I could understand that. I would also.
Sure. If God showed up and he was fighting on your side, I can see how that'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
I guess.
I could be excited. Being ready to assail not only men, but the wildest animals and wild walls of iron. And they advanced in array, having him who is in heaven to fight on their side, for the Lord had mercy on them.
Mm.
I have to tell you, though, if God came down, like, I wouldn't be like, all right, let's go fight now. I would be like, oh, I have so many questions. And I would be like sitting down, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, so you're God. Wow. Sorry.
Right. Like, you only show up during battles. Can we, like, just pause here for a second? You know, like, just put the, like, put your magical power. We want to, can we talk, yo? Like, what have you been doing to our people all these years, man?
I mean,
but not that I'm criticizing, because, like, I want you to beat these guys up for me, but, like,
but hold, you could hold time.
But
so,
you're God, man.
Yeah.
Like, cool. How's that going for
you? Some of my relatives have cancer. Could you cure that right quick? My nephew has type 1 diabetes. Could you, you know,
right,
hit him up, like, take it while you're here? Sure. I would never ask you to make a separate trip, but while you're here.
You got anything you want to relay to our people while you're here, too, other than just fighting? Like,
would you care to
got a message for us?
Rework the Bible?
Yeah.
Again, while you're here.
I mean, the Bible isn't yet made. Exactly.
But it will be, so,
yeah.
You know.
Do you got anything to add to the Bible that's coming up that you would already know about?
Yeah.
You know, like, do you got anything to add? You know, like, what's up, man?
And also, you could save yourself so much trouble if you quit getting involved in fights.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, what if you just taught us all to love one another?
That would be ideal.
We could share
water. People would argue that happens in the New Testament, though.
We could share the water.
Right.
We could not kill each other. I'm so excited about this
plan.
Really
great, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, God's here, and they're excited, and they're like, yay, we're going to fight, because God's going to fight with us.
Gord.
Oh, my God. Hurling themselves. Like, they're just, like, so excited to go to war. They're like, yeah, we're going to go to war. We're going to fight some elephants, and we're going to fight all those thousands of dudes, and that's, oh, my gosh, and God is down here in his gold suit.
Yeah.
And we're all going to fight. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I love a good fight.
Right.
Betting has not happened yet, like those betting apps.
Right.
But
like, if God was on their team, then I would think you'd want to bet.
I'm betting on the side of the Yahweh team.
Yeah.
Unless the other team also has a God.
Like, if I was watching a fight and a god came down on one of the sides, I'm going to be like, dude, they're probably going to win.
I'll bet on the side of the god. But what if there's a god on each side? Then you just have
Then it's toss
up. Which god is stronger?
Yeah,
and that's really what we have here, you know?
Right. We don't have any gods, but,
yes,
you know, whatever.
Yes. Hurling themselves like lions against the enemy.
Wait, lions hurl themselves?
I have to be honest. If I knew that God was on my side, I would fight a little less strong. There would be less hurling.
Right.
God's here.
God's got it.
Why do I need to try?
I'm just going to hang back, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, you're immortal and shit. You're not getting stabbed. You could stand at front.
Right.
I will stand at the back.
This feels like it's more of a hypothetical God on their side.
Like, let's pretend, you know, after the fact that God was
really
fighting with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, that is an excuse to not hurl yourself like a lion against the enemy.
Yeah, no, if God came down and was, like, fighting with us, I'd be like, we're saved. We're good.
I could just stand here.
He's got this.
Yeah. They with God.
Sure.
Killed 11,000 infantry and 1,600 cavalry and forced all the rest to flee. I wonder what happened to the elephants.
I don't know.
Most of them escaped wounded and naked.
Why did they get naked?
God snapped his fingers and all their little dresses fell off.
But I'm still struggling with the numbers here because there was like 80,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last I knew, Maccabeus only had like 6,000 people total.
Well, there's people and then there's cavalry men.
Yeah.
Different.
Still.
So there's
but how so do you many. How do you make 70,000 people naked?
I told
those
you.
Those are the people that are, was it God
made them naked? Snapped his finger and their little dresses fell off.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of them escaped wounded and naked. Lysias himself also escaped by shameful flight. Oh, you damn Seleucid.
Yeah.
You're
your flight.
You're embarrassing. You're shameful.
He took spirit air.
Wow, that was such a low blow and also like a deep burn. Why did you go against Spirit Airlines?
I don't know. You've never it's the first thing that popped in my head.
It's just you've never flown
Spirit. Actually, I think from what I heard, like as far as budget ones, they've got one of the better safety records. So I shouldn't really knock them.
Now,
from what I understood, maybe I'm wrong.
I thought that like they were budget, but they were everything bad.
That's what everybody always. I don't know much about Spirit Air, so I don't know. But I thought I heard that they've got actually a pretty good safety record. So
I could believe safety record, but I also think that from what I understand, like you get what you pay for. Like
oh yeah, no, it's definitely budget.
Yeah, but that's the only way I would ever fly anyway is budget.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
I'll fly Spirit. Sure. Why
whatever.
Not? Yeah, I will look up and see if my plane is Boeing. I don't want to. Get on a Boeing.
Most of them are.
I know. So. And that scares me.
Yeah, I mean, you'll still probably land, just maybe not have a door when you get there.
I'm scared of Boeing, honestly, because they don't give a fuck. And I think that they have to have, like, one of the family members of the CEOs or somebody on the board fly on every flight, because that would ensure that they don't be cutting corners.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Every flight has to have a family member.
Right.
Because that way you ensure that if the plane goes down, it wasn't because they were just lazy fucks.
I don't think it should be. I think they should all have to, like, all the CEO type people, they should all have to fly on every plane in the fleet at some point throughout the
every
year,
flight.
Right. Yeah, but you wouldn't have enough people to cover every flight.
So sure. Like they all got wives and mistresses and kids, daughters, sons, boyfriends, cousins, aunts, uncles. No, when you sign up to be rich, no, that means that all of you guys are all collectively responsible for what happens, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but when Boeings go down and they lose their fucking doors and their fucking landing gear falls off and, like, all the other shit that goes wrong, their engines don't light up or they just, there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. Like, I don't fucking care. And it's because you were warned and you literally, I don't fly on those planes. What the fuck do I care if people die?
Right.
Like, no, that's incorrect, sir.
Yeah.
That's not the way that works in my little happy world.
Sure.
Where flight is magical in the first place.
Yeah.
You're abusing that magic, you know? All right. Anyways, Lysias himself also escaped by shameful flight. But as he was a man not void of understanding, pondering the defeat which had befallen him and considering that the Hebrews could not be overcome because the Almighty God fought on their side, he sent again and persuaded them to come to terms on condition that all their rights were acknowledged. And promised that he would also persuade the king to become their friend. So he's like, I just got my ass beat. So we probably should try to compromise.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with him considering their god.
No.
He's just like, I'm sick of losing 10,000 people every time I meet these fuckers.
It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a Lysias who is brave and smart.
Sure, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Maccabeus gave consent. He's like, we're winning. Yeah, I'll come meet you more than halfway, I guess. Gave consent upon all the conditions which Lysias proposed to him, being careful of the common good. For whatever requests Maccabeus delivered in writing to Lysias concerning the Jews, the king allowed.
Okay.
The letter written... Oh, we get a letter.
Okay,
ready?
Yeah.
The letter written to the Jews from Lysias was to this effect. From the Jews, hold on, to the Jews from Lysias.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So it's dear Jews, right. Of Lysias.
Sure.
Okay. Lysias, to the people of the Jews, greetings. Literally, it says that.
Yeah.
John and Absalom, who were sent from you, having delivered the document written below, made request concerning the things written therein. Whatever things, therefore, needed to be brought before the king, I declared to him, and what things were possible, he allowed. If, then, you will all preserve your goodwill toward the government, if y'all will calm your fucking tits,
yeah.
I will also endeavor in the future to contribute to your good. If you will stop killing us and being so fucking stabby for your rights, I'll let you have a couple of fucking rights.
Sure.
Oh, my God, you stabby fucks.
Yeah.
Concerning this, I, Lysias, have given order in detail both to these men and to those who are sent for me to confer with you. Mm. I gave my people some permission to sit down and talk with you. Please don't stab them.
Right.
Farewell. Written in the 148th year on the 24th day of the month Dioscorinthius.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And the king's letter contained these words. So now the king's writing a letter as well.
Okay.
Okay, that was from the general. This is from the king.
Got it.
King Antiochus. Antiochus.
Not Epiphanes.
Eupator.
Eupator, yeah.
Eupator. To his brother. Oh, I forgot Lysias was his brother. Okay. King Antiochus, to his brother Lysias, greetings. Seeing that our father passed to the gods with worms.
Yeah. You
know, yeah. And his skin falling off flesh, and farting it up. Yeah. Right. Having the wish that the subjects of his kingdom should be undisturbed and give themselves to the care of their own affairs, we, having heard that the Jews do not consent to our father's purpose to turn them to the customs of the Greeks. The Jews don't want to be Greeks, I hear.
Yeah.
So having heard that, but choose rather their own way of living and make requests that the customs of their law be allowed to them. I mean, oh my God, they want to be free? What freaks? Choosing, therefore, that this nation also should be free from disturbance. God, these people that keep fighting for freedom, they're so annoying. Mm. So let's just...
They want us to leave them alone.
Yeah.
I guess we should do that.
Let's just leave them alone, right. I guess. We determine that their temple is to be restored to them and that they live according to the customs that were in the days of their ancestors. The king's like, fine, fine, fuck ever. They're so annoying.
Right.
Just let them have their little temple.
Yeah.
You will, therefore, do well to send messengers to them and give them the right hand of friendship. Oh, the right hand, not the left hand. That's very important.
As we've learned through the Bible, the right hand is much better than the left hand.
It's the one that you don't wipe with. Yeah. That they, knowing our mind, may be of good heart and gladly occupy themselves with the conduct of their own affairs.
Sure.
Love, king.
Okay.
And to the nation, the king's letter was as follows.
Okay.
Oh, another letter. Okay, so this one's like, bah, 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 I'm making a royal proclamation here, folks. Everybody line up and listen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Turn your speakers up.
Right.
Okay? King Antiochus, to the Senate of the Jews and to all the other Jews, greetings.
They had a Senate?
Yeah.
Or maybe that was just their interpretation of... Because, like, the Greeks would have had a Senate.
Yeah. So they're like, whoever your fucking leaders are, whatever you call them.
Right, right.
We call them senators.
Right.
So, yeah. King Antiochus to the Jew people and all the other Jew people.
Right.
Greetings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. If you are all well, it is as we desire. I mean, if not, that sucks for you. And,
sure.
You know, whatever.
I'm
kind of secretly glad because I wanted to kill you. But anyways, carrying on, ... We ourselves are also in good health.
That's good. Except for those 10,000 people that just died.
Yes.
So
yes.
They're not in good health.
No. But I'm a king. What the fuck do I care?
Right, right.
I mean,
yeah.
I want my elephants back.
Sure.
Menelaus informed us that your desire was to return home and follow your own business, or in my parlance, your own beeswax.
Right.
You would like to do your own shit without me up your ass about it.
Yeah.
They, therefore, who depart home up to the 30th day of Xanthicus shall have our friendship, with full permission that the Jews use their own foods and observe their own laws, even as formerly. I won't even laugh at your babies for having their foreskins cut off of their dicks.
Perfect.
Yeah. Like, I'm saying you have 30 days to travel to wherever you're going to get, and then yeah. I'll leave you the fuck alone.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
None of them, the traveling Jews, shall be in any way molested for the things that have been done in ignorance. Wow, that is so fucking magnanimous.
Yeah.
Like, I forgive you for your Jewishness, and you just didn't know to be Greek. I tried to teach you by killing you, and you were having none of it, you stupid fuck.
Well, obviously, they think their ways are better, right?
So, yeah.
Like, They still think we still think you're ignorant, just, yeah. you know, but you can go be ignorant over there.
Yeah, we still think that your dicks are stupid.
Right, right.
And we still think that you have a puny god, which yeah, you do.
Sure.
But
because we have multiple gods.
Yeah. I mean, you guys
just have one?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Your god plays dress up in all of our various gods on any given day. So, whatever, go be Jewish over there. We're going to stay Greek over here.
Yeah.
You're still going to have to pay us taxes.
Sure.
I don't fucking care.
Right.
Money's money.
Yeah.
Moreover, continues the king to the Jewish leaders, senators, whatever.
Yeah.
I have sent Menelaus also that he may encourage you.
Mm.
Farewell. Written in the 148th year on the 15th day of Xanthicus.
I wonder what kind of heavy lifting the word encourage means there.
He's going to push you along.
Right,
he wants
right.
you to get where you're getting and get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hurry up and get to your corner of the world.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And stay there.
Right.
Do not travel the lands any further. I don't want the spread of your religion.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because, you know. Anyways, the Romans also sent to them a letter in these words. Oh, Rome has entered Rome's the chat back. Again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, 'cause they're just watching all of this unfold.
Yeah.
They're like,
Right.
Okay. Quintus Mammaeus and Titus Manius.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of Pius, Lius, Mias. Ambassadors of the Romans to the people of the Jews, greetings. In regard to the things which Lysias, the king's kinsman, granted you, we also give consent. They're like, let us not forget that we are actually the ones in charge back here. The Seleucid Empire is so cute, but we actually own this. We're letting Greek rule over there, but we'll be there in a minute. And
so I'm a little confused. Was Greece kind of a subset of Rome at this point? Like, I know we kind of covered some of this stuff, but like, I don't know that we ever covered it with regard to like, because like in the first Maccabees, Rome was separate from Greece. Remember, because they sent them a, we're on your team, but we're not going to really do anything. Type thing.
Yeah.
So like that happened back then.
But the way
this is phrased is like they're in one thing.
I feel like Rome is asserting its authority over Greece, but hasn't like actually walked in the door yet.
Or we also talked about the fact that this was written much later.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe in hindsight, they didn't realize how separated they were at that point.
Yeah.
You know, like the history got a little convoluted.
That's true.
And so they inserted
a letter.
It's just a possibility.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, Greece is like the one that the Jews are dealing with on the regular, but Rome either was present or inserted themselves after the fact, like as a postscript.
Yeah.
And is writing this letter and it was like, yes, and we also.
Regardless, they were a big power still.
Yes. And they're like,
no matter what's happening.
Yes. And so they're like, and we also give consent, FYI.
Right.
Nobody asked us, but we're just letting you know.
Sure.
It's fine.
Yeah.
In case you wondered.
Yeah.
Okay. But as for the things which he, the Greek king guy, which he judged should be referred to the king, send us someone promptly after you have considered them that we may publish such decrees as are appropriate for your case. Hmm. Yeah, they're definitely asserting authority here. They're
this is them trying to compete with Greece for mm-hmm. the affections of the Jews, right? Yeah. That's how it feels to me.
It's they're backing up the Greek king. This letter is to the Jews. So they're backing up the Greek king insofar as, yes, there is an authority over you.
Sure.
And we're, according to what this is saying, we're letting the Greek king be the guy in charge. But just so you know, if y'all make your little rules over there, make sure you tell us too, because we're going to publish them.
Well, and it feels like
we're actually in charge.
It feels a little bit like they're trying to maybe toy with an alliance type thing. Because the Jewish people just got done, you know, bashing in 10,000 people from the Greeks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like maybe they're like, well, right now we're just very, very, the Greek thing is we're fighting over there and we don't want to fight over here, but they just fought over there. So like,
and maybe, Rome's like, whatever. Maybe y'all are a little bit stronger than we gave you credit for.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I feel like it's just them kind of be like,
just let us
stay
know.
Away from us. We might need your help at some point, but we'll see how that goes. So send somebody over and let's talk.
Yeah, yeah. That we may publish such decrees as are appropriate for your case. For we are on our way to Antioch.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Rome is entering the chat hard.
Yeah.
Therefore, send someone with speed that we also may learn what is your mind.
Got it.
Farewell. Written in the 148th year on the 15th day of Xanthicus. Okay. The end.
All right.
Wow.
That's a lot more detailed than was given in the first, mm-hmm. like, and I'm assuming because they were pulling historical archives and stuff like that, but like, that is definitely a lot more detailed.
It's more historically interesting.
It is. It is.
Actually.
For once in this book, you know?
Yeah, that's so. Very cool because this book has been ridiculous.
It really has. Yeah.
But bringing Rome into the chat was very cool, and I'm eager to see where this goes.
Yeah, and while I'm placing all those letters in the same kind of area in this mm-hmm. book, it was more helpful.
Yes.
Like, I know that those things happened in the other book, but they were stated differently.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, and we've also had a Q&A to kind of help fill in what's happening. And we also had what was going on during that whole time period?
Yeah.
And that's helped as well.
Some,
yeah.
But, yeah, well, that was cool. Like, they're being left alone.
Yeah.
Go do your thing, guys.
I told you that they won for about 5 minutes, so.
Well, this isn't even cut. There was still more fighting after this stuff because we still have Maccabeus, right? Like, there's still a lot more to come with regard to fighting. But
we've only got four chapters after this, though, so they got to wrap it up.
Well, but I think this one was focusing on an earlier segment of the Maccabean Revolt.
That's true.
This may only be a small subset of what actually happened.
That's true, because it's not a continuation or a sequel. It's just a different covering of some of the same.
And there is a third and fourth Maccabees as well.
Those are not actually Maccabee stuff. They're called Maccabees, but they're not the same stuff.
Okay.
Which I don't understand, but
sure.
I was like, so I don't need to read those? Okay, done.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was 2 Maccabees chapter 11.
Sure as fuck was.
And we will be back probably tomorrow, actually.
Hopefully, but
we're going to endeavor to be back tomorrow.
Next chapter, regardless, will be 2 Maccadoodles chapter 12.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.